Greetings and welcome to TSD Radio. This is a TSD COVID-19 news flash. I'm Karanja Ayodhwajaniku, the associate publisher, executive editor of the new Tri-State Defender. Beginning Monday, March the 23rd, the YMCA will be distributing free student meals at all sites previously designated for Shelby County Schools meals. The YMCA is providing all of the food and coordinating the distribution with its staff members. You can find out more at scsk12.org. That's scsk12.org. The meals will be available Monday through Friday while schools are closed. And this will be during the hours of 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's for all children 18 and under. The child must be present to receive a meal. Now, the Mid-South Food Bank is also making meals available for students at all of its mobile food pantries here in the Memphis area. To find out where those locations are, again, visit scsk12.org. To take advantage of the Mid-South Food Bank opportunity, families must bring an official form of ID that includes residence, for instance, a driver's license or utility bill. Hours and locations can be found at the website. The Mid-South Food Bank is in need of volunteers and donations to help support the effort. And you can get information on how to do that by visiting the website. Again, scsk12.org. Click on the appropriate link. In addition, there are two restaurants, according to the website, that are offering free food items for the children March the 23rd through the 27th. You want to contact the restaurants directly for more information. CC's Pizza. 15,000 free pizzas are being made available for pickup while supplies last. Some limitations apply. It's for children under 18. They must be accompanied by a parent. This offer is available at all three Memphis area locations and South Haven. McDonald's. McDonald's is offering free kids breakfast, entree, and a side with any purchase. Again, some limitations apply for children ages 13 and under, and this offer is available at all 41 locations in Shelby County. This, of course, is all about stepping up to meet the need of the children. As you no doubt know, the planned effort to feed the children while they are out during this break, those children who are on certain programs where they get free and reduced lunches, they depend upon those meals through the schools, and the schools are going to be out for an extended period. This is about stepping up to meet that need. So visit scsk12.org for all of the information. Stay tuned to tsdmemphis.com for more of Coping with COVID-19. I'm Karanja Ayodhwajaniku.